The first of this year's Tyrone summer camps for football and hurling will roll into life this coming Monday morning. Seven camps in all, kick-starting another hectic month of summer football and hurling and fun and games. Clubs up and down the county opening their doors to thousands of children who will enjoy football and hurling at the highest level over the next month. Tyrone Development Officer Anne Daly says that the camps are as popular as ever.
Numbers, the minute, they are picking up. We're still getting forms coming in regularly on a daily basis. But anybody that hasn't registered, still time to register. There's no such thing, I suppose, as a closing date. For next Monday's camps, we will be printing up registrations Friday evening, so if we can get target as many as possible or looking to attend on Monday morning to get the forms in advance of the camp commencing.
As always is the case, some children didn't receive their forms. Don't worry though, says Anne. Forms are available on the county website. And of course, if you want to register for the cool camps, you can do that online.
For the VHI, for the hurling camps, you can register online. Unfortunately, for the football camps, that setup is not available. Now, the application form is available on the Tyrone website, and a lot of clubs have also uploaded the application form onto their own club websites. So, unfortunately, for the football camps, it would mean either dropping the form into the office in Omagh or send it in through the post.
Pre-registration for the summer camps is advisable. It saves an awful lot of problems on the opening day of the summer camp.
Unfortunately, it does. Monday morning registrations create a lot of headaches. We print off our registrations on a Friday evening for the camps the following week. Now, on the numbers register, we allocate our coaches on that figure. The problem the Monday morning, if we're 20, 30, 40 kids arrived unregistered, we then experience the problem that we're short of coaches. So it means the whole camp slowed down the Monday morning. Or we plan to start camps at 10 o'clock sharp on the Monday. If we have a drove of kids arriving not registered, we then face the problem of a shortage of coaches and it slows the whole thing down. So if we can encourage parents to try and register your children in advance, so it means everything runs a lot smoother for the coaches and also for the children on the Monday morning. Instead of having to wait around for a coach to arrive, they're straight into action.
Some clubs, as always, are pushing the coaching courses, but there are issues in other areas, and that's something that has to be addressed in the future.
Definitely, well, we look at our figures now. Some clubs are well, way above others, and we also see with a few clubs that have actually surpassed last year's figures, which is great to see. And a lot of it comes down to clubs pushing it and also schools. Now, some great work has been done. Some schools who have promoted the summer camps heavily over the last 2 months. And it shows us when the figures are coming in for their camp venues. So every wee push helps, and we encourage all clubs to get up and go out there and promote the camp within their club to the kids within their area.
There's summer camps throughout the county over the next month or so, and while it can be a hectic couple of weeks, it's certainly rewarding, says Anne.
Oh, definitely is. Now, this year we have 50 camps running, 41 for football and 9 hurling camps. It's probably the highest figure we've ever run over the summer period. And it's great. All we need, I suppose, is 7 weeks of sunshine and, I suppose, a good result on Ulster final day. And hopefully everything will take off from then.